from the home time, but due to three major expenses we had, we had to share assets with 42 million. We had to provide for doubtful debts, 25 million. And the significant cost came from the amortization of reticulated assets, which we transferred to the Water Service Authority, 91 million. Our finance costs compared year on year, 18% reduction, and our net surplus at 137 million, represents a 97 million increase from 2005. In terms of our debt capital structure, a 5-year overdue, you can see that our capital in reserve, they were down to 288 million. They've increased significantly over the last 2 years, and we're now sitting at 390 million, and we'll carry on going forward, increasing our capital in reserve. Hand in hand, our net interest bearing debt has been reducing almost 100 million per year, and we're now sitting at 1.9 billion, whereas in 2002 we were at 2.3 billion. We thus confirmed our financial position. Our credit ratings were reaffirmed in October 06. We've got the AA for long term, F1 plus short term. Our capital expenditure in the past year also increased from previous year to 80 million. And as mentioned previously, our debt reduced from 1.9 million in the current year, from 2 billion to 1.9 million. And our net debt to equity ratio improved by 20%. And we also well within our borrowing limit set by National Treasury. In fact, we were over 1.1 million unutilized in that. I'll hand over now to our Chief Executive. We will take you through other key achievements.
Thank you, Amy. I think the areas that we are going to be focusing on relate to the corporate governance and compliance with legislation. I think the first thing that we would like the committee to note is the fact that we received a total unqualified audit cost. And I think to us that was it's a major achievement which we are wanting to always continue on that top part because it gives the confidence out there in the market that the organization is actually complying with the legislation. The process of the ongoing evaluation of the board performance is something that my board continually goes through periodically to look at self-assessment and auto-assessment of the board and the facilitation and suggest improvements in the way they do the work. There was, again, during this period of continual review of delegation of authority to ensure effectiveness of the organization in terms and also complying with the relevant sort of legislation. There is a continual process in place of matching policies to existing legislation to ensure that whatever we do within sort of money. Another way that we show, I think, were one of the world upon that we did to convert successfully to IFRS reporting standards and our financial statements in that respect are fully compliant with the IFRS reporting standards. The board again has reviewed the risk, the enterprise risk for the enterprise wide risk management framework in place, and that was continuously reviewed this year. Continually assess the different types of risks that the organization is exposed to and put up mitigation. We are proud to say that in terms of our 5-year business plan that was submitted to the Department of Water Affairs, we continuously receive positive feedback and our activities and our programs are totally in line and is conformed with that. Our water quality standards throughout our whole area, we're supplying more than 5 million people with water in our area of supply, and all our plants and all the water that we produce comply 100% with the South African international standards, but also in some respects when municipalities require even better standards. That's why we say contractual implementation. We will now move to the area of our relationship with the municipalities, and of course with the provincial government. Our relations with all our municipalities are on very firm footing, the chair. And again, this is a case exemplified by the successful tariff consultation processes. We will raise sort of two issues that continue to worry our municipalities in our area of operation. and naturally we will highlight what those areas are.
We continue to do joint planning with our water services authority to make sure that our infrastructure enhances the ICTs and the water services development bank, you know, of the municipalities. That we actually don't see of our municipalities, don't worry. We are also in continuous process in terms of supporting the ability of municipalities to deliver on their retail businesses. Like we do water audit quality work on their water plants. We advise them on what they are doing. And I think one, and also on operations and maintenance, we also provide some of that support. And I think one of our key things was the intervention that we did in the KSD municipality in December 2005, when the whole town had run out of water. Umgeni Water was able to come in and balance that municipality to come on board. So we're not only just looking at our home value and that whatever we're called, we're able sort of to come in and balance it. When we come there to the question again of outstanding access to water and sanitation, and perhaps it's an area perhaps that we could also have said, Madam Chair, that our area where we see as our social responsibility area, it's the implementation support that we've provided to the provincial Department of Education in terms of the school sanitation program. We are having a 3-year partnership where we are actually implementing it there. And this past financial year, we actually implemented $6 million worth of projects on school sanitation, targeting 64 schools and 30,000 learners and educators who benefited from that process. The other area of the natural was the incubation process that came with the emerging pillar, where we're able to actually pull all the performing builders and build them and incubate them to a level where they can now compete for any construction work that's actually available. And as I've indicated, this is actually a 3-year program, and that partnership seems to be strengthening all the time with the Department of Education. The next area was, I think at this committee, we did indicate at one stage that we, through a number of consultations for the province and the provincial water summit, we then came up with the KwaZulu-Natal Bank provincial sort of master plan. And we are glad to report to this committee that for the financial year, first financial year, we started actually to walk our talk. You know, one of the major projects that we've completed is actually a major pipeline that will benefit everyone who will in the world. And through the water that we've provided through those pipelines, 50,000 households will be able to connect to that water pipeline. We are also making a significant progress in terms of addressing the water drought situation in the South Coast, where the area is actually a key area for Ubu District municipality from a tourism perspective by reinforcing water supply, and we're busy with a project that will deliver water to more than 1,000 households. It's one of our major projects that we are currently under implementation. We've been just speaking sort of again the committee that part of what you said is our bigger plan is also contained in our 5-year business plan for this department. And we continue to be implementing that promise that we made to this house, that we would want to strengthen the question of sustainability of water in the municipalities that are in the area that we are trying to offer. And those are just, again, I'm not going to go to each one of those projects, but those are the projects that cover the Hidden Valley Municipality, Ubu District Municipality, Echiquini, Sesonge, and naturally the Metro. We also proud to say that our discussions with the province are actually starting to bring us into much more convergence from the provincial growth and development strategy, more especially the special and economic development framework. The province has been able to identify to us which are the growth nodes, and our bulk water supply plan actually aligns fully with the growth plan in terms of that growth in the economy of the province. Challenges that we're sitting with naturally that remain, and this matter is made a chart, the matters that I said continue to crop up every time in our time for citations with our municipalities. It's the historical cost of the rural scheme, and that's to say that pre-1994, Wungin has gone on a massive investment on rural regeneration schemes. There was a policy change from the department that created the ability of those schemes, the ones that were created by the national government, to transfer to the private. Now, in the case of Wungin, while those assets were transferred, the municipalities resisted the liability taking over that liability, because they are saying that in terms of the schemes that they received from the Department of Water Affairs, they were not required to take over any liabilities, but over and above, they were able to receive something of value in subsidy for sales. That matter keeps on coming back and working, and they were writing to the Department every time saying, that matter actually needs to be addressed because it's a policy contradiction that sits there. The research back in funding mechanisms, we are actually pleased that I think Parliament now has, through the Department, has been able to actually create an instrument for additional things for that. And I think it's an area that would assist significantly in terms of the capacity of the municipality. Of course, we're sitting with one important municipality, which was our low life, and that matter has been brought both to the attention of the National Treasury.
Going forward, Madam Chair, I think the board will continue to focus on reducing its debt. The board will continue to promise to pass a tariff that is within the CPI expense. That we will still focus again on improving our operational efficiency. That at the present moment we have got a capital program for the coming 5 years of about 1.5 billion rand. That will continue that. And we'll continually align our activities to the national government's priorities. And lastly but not least, we have already embarked on what we call our 2010 readiness plan, which is preparing the whole area from a water perspective to be able to deal adequately with the 2010 World Cup. This does also bring forward to say, once we have implemented the whole of the KZN plan in our area, the backlog in Sikonga will have been reduced to a mere 16%, and the backlog in the other areas will totally have been eliminated, and the number of households that will significantly receive water for our assets that will significantly increase. This is again just a special presentation of that table in the statement that work is actually spread throughout our whole area, and that is part of the work that we are going to do in what we are moving forward. And lastly but not least, is to say that in our view, this is the commitment that we're making to this house and also to our executive authority in terms of actually meeting the CAPEX that has been set by the Department of Water Affairs in our office. And I think with that concludes our presentation. Naturally, one of the things we'd just like to highlight is that one might say that we created a surplus, but the contradiction in the surplus is we still have got still a huge debt, and we have got a constant understanding with our municipality. That surplus will actually be charged to actually reduce our debt, to increase our ability to actually invest more in cases and expand the service community. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and the Honorable Members. I would like to introduce the team that
On my right, I'm having Mr. Trey Mr.
the long-term strategy for the organization embedded in both the annual report and the shareholder conference. And we progressively measure those in terms of aligning those and strategic objectives in the shareholder conference with the performance of the organization. And quarterly we submit those to the department for reviewer. But those are actually aligned both the strategic objectives and also issues that are covered in our annual report. The performance of board members and managers are actually also conducted on a quarterly basis. Our area of supply spans between three provinces. We are operating in the Free State, Northwest, and also in the Northern Cape. The Green Water Agency is a high-risk sort of organization where in the Free State we only supply power. And in the two provinces we are supplying from source to tech. So the challenges that the organization is facing is different for the three different regions. In all our supply area and area of business, we have been able to sign supply agreements. So we have got this agreement with all the stakeholders, and these are the local municipalities that we are having service level agreements with. Some of them will be expiring and are starting to renegotiate those particular contracts, but they are all in place. In terms of corporate governance, yes, we had a challenge in the previous year in terms of the board appointment, but that has already been settled. All the managers, senior and executives have got performance contracts that monitor, you know, the performance of the organization in line with the strategic objectives and also the stakeholders' context. The board has got several committees that are looking at ensuring that, you know, things are running smoothly. We have got the executive committee, the remuneration audit committee, and management has got all other management committees, the executive management, divisional procurement, and we are also having some committees that include labor and other stakeholders. We are proud that during the previous financial year, the board started, you know, looking at all the policies to realign them with the changes in policies and legislation. And those policies were recently, you know, passed and approved by the board. In terms of major achievements, I'm going to look at operational performance achievements, project consolidate, market development, commercial liquidity, corporate social investment, human resource, customer communication, and others. In terms of the operational performance, in line with trying to get, you know, efficiencies in our processes, we're able to save quite an amount in terms of, you know, looking at how to save on energy and also on chemical utilization and procurement. Water quality was maintained at one, except for periodic color and turbidity. This is mainly because of the changing in water, the raw water quality in the middle part. During summer, sometimes we do have problems in terms of algal blooms, and that is like especially cause, you know, problems in terms of color and turbidity. Project consolidate, and the Green Water Clearing Power, the following projects under the consolidate, project consolidate in the Kumele local municipality. You must remember that Kumele was one of the municipalities that took to the streets because of the problems in terms of their water quality. And we requested by the provincial department of water affairs to take on staff and to assist in ensuring that, you know, that it's rectified. So we had secondment of trained staff to the wedding and permanent water treatment plant. We assisted in the refurbishment of the water treatment plant, the refurbishment of memel, water and sewage treatment work, and also in the training of the operators that are manning those facilities. We also were engaged in the briefing on capacity building, especially in the training of operators, where we were involved in veterinary plans, Bethlehem, and Paris. In terms of market development, we conduct technical audits on the water and wastewater treatment plant, and then we have assisted, you know, some parties, especially in the Northern Cape, the other parties in Foyt, local university, Hotel of the Lumiere, and Thai Harris. On commercial equity, the average expenditure is 40%. This is calculated in line with the shareholding of those particular companies. And then we also met our annual target, which was set at 40% by the board. We try to enroll upcoming and making SMEs, and we also monitor and verify their data and ensure that, you know, they understand, you know, the complexities of tendering and business. So we also encourage, you know, the establishment of JV companies and joint ventures. In terms of the corporate social investment, we have spent 1.3 million to communities within our service area. The problem concentrated on NGO initiated by youth focusing on education, youth entrepreneurial venture, special needs at farm school, leadership on water purification process and operation. On human resource, on training side, we provided financial assistance to 24 employees. We have got 154 average employees. The leadership in water purification and processes, where we had 10 of those students being our employees and 10 coming from the community in the area of our city. Then we had 6 students with experiential training. About 95 of all these men and women who participated in the above programs were absorbed by the organization. The remaining ones were actually not absorbed by the local municipality. And focus is also made on leadership and management. In terms of employment equities, our plan has been met and exceeded. Yes, we still have got challenges in addressing gender balance and disability, and I think that's the focus that the organization has taken into consideration. And we also have got challenges, especially in technical areas, levels such as superintendent, that we need to look and focus more on. In terms of customer interaction, we have got, especially on areas where we are providing water services from source to tap, we have got weekly interaction with the world committees to try and get what their main problems is in order for us to respond in time and reduce interaction. That enables us to, in a way, reduce the complaints that are forwarded to the organization. And then this has been the performance of our services in line with the service level agreements that we assigned to the different municipalities. We also have monthly coordinating committees with all the different municipalities to give feedback and receive input on whether we are complying and performing in accordance to the service level agreement. And if there are any other problems, then we definitely try and solve those particular problems. In terms of other, we assisted local and district municipalities in the following: infrastructure, traditional projects in the Northwest, water quality analysis and scientific services. This is offered not only to municipalities but to the greater part of Swiss and also in the Northern Cape, because we have got an accredited laboratory. We also tender for the management and operation of the Balsamantara water scheme, which is a government scheme, and we're in the process of now negotiating the takeover of that particular scheme. We also appointed as an implementing agent for Madison Valley Civil Society programs in the Free State. And market penetration and diversification is mainly, you know, looked at in terms of providing scientific services, water quality monitoring, environment management, operations and maintenance services, community capacity building, and other water-related issues. We believe that we have played a significant role in strengthening service delivery by doing the following. We make sure that, you know, we have got methodologies that ensure that we conduct mass balances, especially in areas where we are providing.
providing bad water supply as a means of conservation of water and demand management. We are installing prepaid meters in the area of Northwest. We were doing from source to chef, and then in that manner we are able to trace where are the significant water losses. We have also tried to contain our tariff for the previous year at 6%, and we hope that was quite a very good achievement. We are conducting research on dealing with various flooding water quality in the Free State, especially in the middle part, where we have got serious problems, especially during the summer season because of algal bloom. Living water is also having a SANAP accredited central laboratory, which we are using to do analysis and tests for the different water and wastewater treatment. And this is also open to the larger community. Living water has entered into different contracts with a number of municipalities, as I've said, for the provision of bulk potable water and recirculating and the sewage of water plants. We also got involved in implementation of refurbishment projects in the Northwest, and in these are the projects that we got involved in the basic water and transfer window planning strategy, Bukirima, the supply of operators to Kumbunela, and wastewater treatment waste, and also in the rehabilitation of sanitation. We think we are still going to continue trying to cut costs in the operations of in the operational expenses. We still are thinking that we can still do more in terms of looking at energy, chemicals and procurement, and most probably and also extend that to ensure that the savings and surplus that we may are going to assist us in settlement of the long-term debt. We are also continuously doing the enhancement of relations with the water services authorities and so on, which we need from time to time to make sure that those relations are quite intact. We also have appointed and have been appointed as implementing agents for the provision of basic and sanitation water services and also training of staff in terms of those. We are assisting the water services authorities in accelerating the delivery through project consolidation, and we think we will be involved in that project. Participating in water sector program and other stakeholder relationships, these I think are very important for us because they enable us to build that relationship when we participate and to show interest in all these issues. Yes, we still have to deal with the accelerating of transformation and gender balance. And then also we have to dedicate ourselves more on training and development. We also have got challenges, which I think the organization is facing. I think we need to obtain support from jobs to maintain water tariff increases below inflation in line with water board, potable water tariff increases. I think we also have got the challenge of concluding a multi-year water tariff agreement with all the relevant stakeholders. We have got a serious challenge in the middle part in terms of the deterioration of the raw water. And this has got a serious effect in terms of the input cost in the shipment of the water. We are now faced with the renewal of the service level agreement with water services authorities. I think it's going to be a challenge. Some of them have already indicated extending those and signing new contracts, but in some I think we need to negotiate with them seriously. Also, I think we have got a challenge in the management of the uncertainty that drafted a leadership in terms of the institutional reform, and I think we need to apply ourselves to that. We also need to manage relationships with many municipalities to jointly deal with the accelerated service delivery challenges. I think this is really taking quite shape with the assistance of the provincial department of water affairs, where meetings with SALCA and the water board have been arranged to deal with them. We also have a serious problem and challenge in terms of the augmentation of water infrastructure to the mass market. Yes, local municipality. This area has got
components, trying to use them. If it's a money that is approved, then we must assist them to make sure that we put that infrastructure in place. We need to continuously ensure that potable water quality in the Northwest region meets the required standards. And we put this because in the Northwest region, our engagement is different than that in the region. And we have been informing the water services authorities during the section 78 of the challenges that we're having in terms of the design capacities of those infrastructure. Some of them may not cope with the stability and other aspects, but we're negotiating that, and I think we are going to get it for the I think we need to successfully manage the impact of HIV/AIDS, especially in the free state. I think it's one of the areas that we are having a serious impact of the disease. And we have in fact in-house a system that seeks to deal with it and the board has set aside some money to look into that. The issue of accelerated transformation efforts, I think that I've already alluded to. And then maintaining and improving employee and customer satisfaction. This is something that we're always enhancing because only when the relations are sound, that we will be able to continue providing the services and be able to sign the agreements that we talked about earlier on. And then also I think we need to maintain our salaries, increases at the inflation target level, and I think it's a challenge when you look at some other areas that are already earlier said that we do have situation in the Fairwater. I'll now hand over to the Director for Facilities to take us through the financial performance. Thank you.
Okay. If we look at our finances, what we started with was to consolidate the income take, that is for the free trade, Northwest and the Quagga. And then bearing in mind that Quagga was taken over by the municipality as from the 1st of November 2005. So we only have the figures up to the 31st of October. And if we look at the revenue, what is worth mentioning, you find that the revenue has been decreasing from 2002 to 2006. I mean, we are sending out 283 million. And then the other one is worth mentioning is the net finance charges. The same one has never been bolted in the payment of the loan and the interest. So that is what has been paid for the year 2006. And then also if you go down, you find that there is a subsidy, which is 26,527. That is reducing from 46 in 2002 to 26, which shows that as it gives the cost recovery can be implemented effectively. The Northwest region, which is fully dependent on the subsidy, can be self-sufficient. But at the moment, I think it's worth mentioning that that is the region which is facing a lot of problems, but we are putting all the effort to recover that money from the society. And then the next surplus after subsidy is we are at 28.237. I think it's also worth mentioning that we are fully compliant to the IFRS, which came last year. And if you go to the next slide, what we've done, we're just trying to prevent the breakdown of the two regions, which we are left with, which is the free state. And then from there we've got the Northwest. Like I have indicated in the previous question that Whitewater is gone. So we discussed the breakdown of the figures which you presented in the first slide, and then in the first slide is the consolidated. Graphically, we put all the figures which we are reporting on. That is the revenue from 2002 up to 2006. With those colors which are indicated, you've got the cost of sales, you've got the gross surplus, you've got the operating cost, you've got the net operating surplus, the net finance charges, the net surplus before subsidies, and the net surplus after subsidies. So the depiction of what we showed in slide one. Then if we go to the balance sheet, what we 2005, 2006. And also, having the West mentioning that all the loans have been secured by the zero coupon. So, we have got the loans which are running up to 2018, and then after that 2018, all the loans will have been paid, and then with the investment also which will be way more than second half. On the financial ratio, then we try to show you where we stand. I mean, it's also a case to explain the financial, which is the income statement and the balance sheet from 2002 up to 2006. What we've done here is, I mean, we found that we are scaling is on the debt equity ratio. We try to compare with other, what about internationally, and we found that we are doing quite well. On the other ratios, yes, there's still some attention which is given, but with the strategies which were presented by the CEC at the time of 2017. And here, we try to work on the expenses as a percentage of the turnover. We can maybe look at the salary. That is now the breakdown of the three, which is the printing and the model. If you look at the cost for the cost of employees, the salary is way to that, was quite well under control. And then also under these other expenses like the water packages that was presented. And if you look at the water package, that is plus minus 40% of our total expenses, which is quite high. So that is the Northwest, the one we presented first for the presentation. Then our interpretation with those presentations, we managed to get an unqualified for this opinion again. Thank you.
General Manager,
cases, over 79 last year. It's my acting capacity. The background is financial manager, who acts as secretary of the board. And then also Anglo-Persian accounting officer in Johannesburg, in the Anglo offices in Johannesburg. The time municipal manager, as well as fellow councillor. The board's term expired December of 2005, and since then we have still been, the selection process is still ongoing, and we are in fact back into appointing board members. Just in terms of the conversation on the other hand, it is myself. I'm in charge of the process plant on the mine. Then the section engineer at the plant also has responsibility for pumping station. Then we have a services manager. And then we have four ship panels, each having a pump supervisor and a pump operator. And we have a fellow superintendent as well. And we also have a lady who has been appointed as a pump operator. And has been working at the pump station for more than 2 years now. Just a way of water flow, we extract the bolus pumps from the river, then add coagulants and flocculants with cooling. The water then goes to the clarifier, balancing reservoir, clear water, and then it's pumped to fellow and pump others. As well as the upper main village and chiefly the Black Mountain mine. Some of the achievements during 2006, a new pressure reducing valve was installed for the fellow community on their own site. Technical assistance was given to the Pofada municipality as well for the installation of their servicing pump. Full integrity inspection was conducted on the length of the pipeline, which is 60 kilometers long. And the cathodic protection system on the pipeline was also replaced. That is the rust and corrosion protection system. And the protected area was extended to quite a few kilometers beyond the pumping station and beyond the other things. The service use was also extended for a community conversion project, which has been commenced with the fellow community along Time River, and the agent consumption was also reduced by 20% during the year. Just by way of the income statement, revenue was 5.7 million for the year, slightly up. So these operating expenses, net operating income was in fact a loss of 34,000. The interest received on short term loan was 70,000. The income for the period, therefore, it's just under 37,000 per year. Accumulated reserves amount to 8.8 million. And the 6.6 million in 2005 was in fact debt close to the Black Mountain mine, which was set up by the general manager. So we have the balance sheet. See that the property and plant equipment are exactly the same as previous years. The balance sheet has in fact grown stronger between 2005 and 2006. Essentially, three terms. Cash flow statement, cash is in the state of affairs. Cash and cash equivalents at the end of the year amounted to 1.3 million. This is 1.2 million in 2005. Some of the notes of the financial statements, the depreciation for land holding and capital work, and they are reflected at cost. No provision has been made for depreciation. The general reserve fund, in fact, surplus funds that are not immediately required for specific purpose, and therefore may, at the discretion of the board, be transferred to the general reserve fund to be applied for use. Permitted purposes in terms of water. Revenue is chiefly made up of water sales that are accounted for on an accrual basis, with interest income being accounted for by reference to the effective yield. Financial statements were carried to the accounts receivable, creditors, there's no provision for bad debt, since the debt was canceled for the mine. Short of investment remains the same as 2005. In fact, that is the cash, which is a lot stronger this year. Chiefly due to the highest interest rate, 170,000 versus 30,000 in the previous year. And the general reserve funds, due to the chief cancellation of the debt of the 6.6 million, which is the biggest part of the 6.8 million in 2005 figures. Balance at the end of 2006, 8.8 million. Accounts receivable, with provisions and some increases. Water charges, the off tariff increase was effective from the 1st of January of 2006, consumption up to 7,000. Increased by 5%. Consumption over 7,000 units also increased by 5%. Consumption by the local authorities, water resources supplied to Kaiman municipalities, the United for the Popular and Talent Management Board, during the years of the year. In terms of our performance versus our budget, revenue was significantly under budget. Total operating expenses. So income for the year was just below 37,000, which is much better than budget. Accumulated reserves for 800 million. In terms of water sales for 2006, the chief user or the chief consumer, in fact, the background of mine. The Kaiman municipality consumed 376,000 units. From farmers, in the small communities around the area, consumed 28,000 units. Just some comments from the independent auditors' technical report, independent consultants. No major technical work was carried out during the year, and the Black Mountain operation staff were in fact congratulated for the condition of the operation. Maintenance and replacement was in fact carried out on few items, including the item main for our valves, the non-return valve on island pump 3, 7-6, island pump 2. The clearing line was cleaned up and basically dead, and the saddleback area of the roof was also repaired. Damage to the island's running main, due to the April 2001 flood, which was about 1 in 100 years storm, led to 360 meters of the pipelines being replaced, and the Zuzu outside of the riverbed to protect it from any water erosion in the future. And as I mentioned, the body protection system was extended to curb corrosion on the pipeline. Water quality of the classification was very good. Despite variable raw water quality, and pH control was also kept in optimal range. Water consumption is noted as stable, below the 12 milliliters per day consumption. The board, however, faces quite a few key challenges going forward. Firstly, the solar and water facilities are expected very poorly. The municipality battles in collecting payment for water bills.
Let also the fellow put forward more information, more forward, and think of the key challenge going forward is for us to match ourselves up with other smaller waterfalls to undergo some benchmarking exercises. Succession planning is a key challenge that the operators, albeit only 10 of them, are all fairly healthy, and we need to be engaging in training. For new entrants, maybe getting our succession planning sorted. And also, I think it's important that board develops relationships with other board utility service providers. We tend to feel quite isolated. I think Silas visited last year, and he was quite surprised at how remote the site was. So I think it's important for us to develop better relationships to actually learn what other water forces mean. Then also integration with Black Mountain Initiative. As you know, the mine is subject to the mining charter, and there are many initiatives that come with that. But also initiatives on the mine, such as continuous improvement, supply chain management, safety and health, environmental initiatives. It's important for us to consider the company facility in one of the mining initiatives. And some of the other key challenges, communication with the conservation team is still quite difficult. Still in one of those old wind-up telephones. And we tried that thing with telecoms to try and install the mine there. Recruitment of their board members, as mentioned earlier, is quite a problem because they are recruited as civil servants, so there's no training offered to any of the board members. We think that might be a reason why people are not applying for the position. The background of mine, mine with its Anglo American water conservation target is in fact targeting reduced water consumption, which obviously will significantly reduce revenue generation for the board, because the mine is a 90% consumer. The equipment, as I mentioned, is failing and will become, in fact, more maintenance intensive as time goes on, and this in turn will put more pressure on talent increases. Then also educating the surrounding communities on the operation of the waterworks. Visit of one of the fellow councillors to the waterworks. He suggested that they could actually get arranged visits within the community to the waterworks to the spark district, and this could potentially help us with our succession planning as well. Then we also feel as a board that it's quite important that SWAF set up an office in Springbok. Work more closely with the water board and other surrounding water boards. A partnership with the Black Mountain Mine is in fact over the years has been beneficial, but we believe that ultimately it's not sustainable. A mine needs an increasing resource. The future is in fact uncertain should the mine reach the end of its life. Capacity within the timeline instability is virtually non-existent. They are unable to take over the running and the management of the company station, which will be the chief challenge in the future. Also, there is unawareness of the government's IT strategy. I think you can well appreciate if we're expecting to get a telephone line today, then this is a big challenge for us. The board capacity also we feel is insufficient for a possible upstream expansion, which could mean a lot of good things for the board and for the telephone upstream project that added life of 35 to 40.
capacity, service capacity of 40, nominal capacity 12,000 cubic meters per day. So nothing like the size of 2,000 cubic meters per day. Our maximum capacity is 40,000 cubic per day. We have two intake pumps, 1 6 feet pump, 2 stable feet pumps. Nominal pump capacity is 15,000 cubic per day. And one other pump that we have will say full capacity of 15,600 cubic per day. Water purification pump, chemical dosing and chlorination is for 24,000 cubic per day. The clarifying capacity is 12,000 cubic per day. And the open concrete 17 reservoir is 2,000 cubic per day. Another pump station, two pumps, 5,000 cubic per day each. Pump capacity is 9,800. The third pump, the total pump is about 9,900. Maximum capacity in the Hylos pipeline is 17,500 cubic per day. Pipeline capacity, which is 50 kilometers in total length. The Hylos steel riser main is 29.4 kilometers. The maximum design is for the high pressure main is 800 meters. And the reservoir capacity between the main and the pumping station is 2,000 cubic per day. And also the concrete line main length is 20 kilometers. Thank you.
So all three of the board, I'm going to ask the members to engage all three of the submissions. So we'd like to start. And we'll take up the waterfront, which will then be lunchtime. But it looks like all three boards this day, or if there are no difference from the members this time, that's not going to be.
Hey, listen, if that's good, I'm just asking to talk to both. Just, I'll tell us that what energy time is played to use a possible unexpected expenditure in the future that one would have had to foresee this problem. And then I wondered if the board can inform us on their views with the statement by Mr. Nathan in green water and sanitation problems. So general questions again. The next step was I have one or two from the end. Hello, communication. The chair person reported before the truth and for it. However, the net debt to equity ratio, the current ratio, debt collection period was not achieved. I wonder how the ADC themselves dealing with it. If you may answer that. And then I want to come back to one thing very quick. Any inspector there, 7 to 9 people. I wondered if you could also indicate how many schemes they keep up and what percentage of people that are in the game work for labor.
Thank
want to then the question of operation in heaven and cost, the question of life on that increment. Now, I think the question about the board composition and the demographic gender change and youth. But I think all the other problems we have given is just having to take that into account in giving us the following. Now, there's mention about the Lord Carmel and Minister of the Water Crisis and our some intervention. What was the crisis about and how did you resolve that? Then there's a question of policy contradiction. First of all, that we can cover it much on policy. Teddy Bain, here the question of settlement of long-term debt. What about the time frame? How is it going to be done? And developing water boards. What are the problems of doing that in appointing board members and how long is it going to go on? And the key challenges, what sort of a plan and time frame do you have it?
Thank you. It's
trying to see how much in the year, in your financial year, how much, what increases before the board has increased the water to the municipality. We don't pick it up significantly, we don't see much changes. Our concern then is, if they aren't being increased, our suggestion, South African population is probably not growing anymore. As we overcome all our challenges, why are there no increases or some difficulties? Are there any difficulties all in the area where you are? You know, they aren't getting challenges anymore, so the bulk supply is there's no need for it to perhaps be increased because everything is fine. If you can shed some light on that, because what we're looking forward to that is to see how we reach our own objectives from the water board being the bulk water supply, and they're going to take obviously the increases that they are starting to reach our objectives of meeting our energy obligations, and particularly in this year, with the obligation towards the particular station. And next to ask, what are all of you doing in that because that is wonderful work of the company that will be dispersed something about the everybody. So if you can tell us any of all the other work of what you would also want you to answer that question. What plans are you making to ensure that you reach our objectives here today? So let's answer these questions and then we'll rest for lunch with one of you.
Evaluation of the facility. We have a future capital requirements
can be laid out, and in that we will then spell out what we plan to do and which time frame we plan to do it. I can say that the community of Bella, which is about 2,000 people, about 3,000 people, and other nations, 3,500 people, none of them use puppets. The installation has, since the start of the pumping facility, been to the house. Then also the board member recruitment. The board, as it currently stands and it stood in 2005, is in fact the sole board, still the same board that is operating. We still have the officer in Johannesburg, the secretary on the line. So in fact, the general manager who has been dying, who is not on the board, but has been appointed in the new capacity, the acting capacity. We did the Taiwan municipality, the old board members are still on the board as well. We have submitted CVs and resumes to Black. We have also advertised in the local newspapers, but I must say that we have had to put in that the position of board member doesn't have any salary component to it. We think that is probably the chief reason why we haven't had responses. But we are now raising requests to reflect the proof of board members. There is nice that have been submitted. In terms of the time frame, as I said, that will be reflected in the strategic plan which we have yet to submit. What is done in evaluation. The Humsburg expansion, when the Humsburg feasibility study was done for the Humsburg operation, the water requirements were factored into account in great detail, and within the capital requirements for the project, provision was made to expand the pumping facility as well. And then the question about best practices in water boards. I agree, I think it's the oldest of the water boards. I've been in this capacity only 3 months now, and I've not seen any other water boards. So I'm very keen to actually get those contacts going to see what other water boards are doing. I'm not sure if that answers all the questions.
Thank you. We'll start with two questions relating to financial issues. The net debt to equity ratio, why would you help me? Yes, our target for the year was 4.67, we came in at 4.96. The reason why we didn't meet it was because of the impact of IFRS adjustments. We had to accelerate depreciation by an additional 48 million. And that IFRS adjustment not gone through in terms of the new accounting standards, we would actually come in at 4.19. So we believe we managed our debt appropriately. Unfortunately, the additional depreciation has not been set when the targets were set. And in case, in terms of the operating and admin expenses, why did they go up by 8.5%? There were three major expenses that contributed to an above CPIX increase. The first one, again, asset impairment. In terms of IFRS, you have to every year look at your assets, are they generating future cash flow? And there were assets worth 48 million that we believe would not produce the cash flows that were previously expected and before. And those assets were really referring to the infrastructure work, and we had to impair the assets worth 42 million. We also had to increase doubtful debt provision, and our chief executive will talk through the bad debt.
we have increased by 25 million. And then the assets that we transferred to the water service authority, so recirculation assets, we still carry the debt in our books, and we have to amortize that asset over the next 6 years. And that hits the income statement at the value of 91 million per year. Hence, the extra increase in expenses. Otherwise, all the other expenses were either below or within the CPI target.
Thank you very much. I will then deal with the question of our sub-public. I think the report says that there were 789 people working for me. And I think those 789 people are actually supporting an asset base of 2.7 billion rand worth of assets. Being mainly the 5 dams that we own, the 10 waterways that we own, and the 2 wastewaterways that we own. And we also have been managing on behalf of the Department of Water Affairs several other major dams. Now, the location of these people was another question. How many of these people are actually head office and how many are actually in charge? I think as you can see, I'm people spread all over from close to projects and right up to close to Richard Lee and then right up to Hawaii. The process that we did when we reported and consolidated on the restructure process was to centralize central services. That's the procurement to all of the life stations. That was the done centrally. We've also centralized the human resources. Centrally, also that function is done from head office. Finance is also centralized and that's also done from head office. All those are actually supporting all the outcomes like that. The plans are capable of producing, in fact, we take in alone, we produce more than 900 million liters of water a day for the Chegwin alone. 285 million liters of water to produce alone. And the balance, of course, goes to the other municipalities. So there are actually significant volumes that allow for the company to that. So our head office component is central support to a decentralized operation as the model of our operation. And we're finding that that's actually very consistent. That's why we're able to reduce our gas component from previous years from about 1,200 to about 780. When we come to the question of the OR thermal crisis, the incident that had happened there in the that we also support was a situation where in December 2005, the KSD municipality had total and total out of water. Our GM operations, who happened to come from that area, was on leave and was asked to go and assist. The assistance that was provided was there were water pipeline from the tablet that was not providing water to the waterway because the air pumps were not working properly. So assisting the opening up of the air pumps, getting them off the air, allowed water to get to the waterway. But the major balance of the work was how do you then see the gown of close to about 10 million people that have been drive and rationing and doing operational safety support, bringing it down from the gate to achieve the 10 inches of the goal, enable that town to come back or stay within sort of 7 days. And we think that was the major intervention. On policy contradiction, I've alluded to the step right here. There is a transfer policy that the Department of Water Affairs has implemented in terms of transferring the water change in municipality arising from the demarcation process in 2001 and subsequent legislation. And what's happening is that in respect of municipalities, they will draft in both municipalities without any debt. In other words, the debt is not going to be taken off. And they also make an operating subsidy of about 3 years. The problem we're having is that when we transfer the schemes that are funded by the gaining from its own balances, the municipalities are refusing to undertake. In respect of drafting, we are getting the schemes without any having to bear any cost for the capital cost and also getting a subsidy. In your case, as Nika was saying, one of the things that we need to see financial assets for the Bulak team. Because we are sitting in the same of course, although the assets have been transferred, because we are sitting with the United States, that forces us to offer a chart that is part of the territory recovery. And this is actually creating a lot of, potential sort of discussion when we engage on territory recovery. And that's true, I mean, the policy sort of order, which has been trying to receive the same Bulak team, but has yet different. All the questions again of the reporting municipality were both, but only one reporting municipality, which is the project. That is the municipality that holds us close to now to about 64 million rand. And it's actually pushing our data collection to the total outside the town. We have engaged National Treasury Department coming on board, and but the process started in 2004, and it has now also not been concluded. The question of the retention of skilled staff. Naturally, the market is very competitive out there, more especially with the capital infrastructure out there, the housing projects and so on. So we are really competing for skilled retention of people. But I think the quality of the work and self-satisfaction and the development of staff inside the organization and the type of work that they are doing actually needs to be service to pay. But and also, when we come to reward structure, we want a very objective performance management system that rewards staff in terms of meeting the targets that they have purposes set in terms of the business plan. In connection with the partnership for the school period, we have had this partnership in 2005, 2006 was extended in 2007, and it appears that the department, and what does it involve? It involves two components, the provision of a defense project or sanitation facilities for schools and educators in terms of the national standard of the Department of Education. The second component of that is the question again of health and hygiene education that goes with that. On the question of the cumulative impact to the end user of our tariffs, we have always made sure that our tariff increases in relation to the retail tariffs that get charged by the municipality on the first block of the block tariff system. In other words, what the community charges for the water from 6 kiloliters to 15 kiloliters, that our cost is about 60%, 40% of that. So we have always targeted like that. What the end consumer pays, 40% in any one brand that the end consumer pays, the cost of the game will be actually 40%, the other 60% will be related, of course, to the quality. On the question of the bulk interest, I think the Bungani will clearly demonstrated that our bulk is not seen in the infrastructure, our bulk is to get a program. I used to do things, the growth that is coming through as a result of the post-charge development strategy and special development framework. It also alludes again to actually accelerating the mission of the government target, both from an MDG perspective, but also from the department public perspective of by 208, which has significantly reduced or eliminated the disaster no access to water. So we are seeing this volume coming up. But the other matter that's coming in the chest is a major hidden secondary deficit that results from mopping up of standalone rural states. Because what's happening is that most of these municipalities, rural states, all the pumps that we're putting up there, they are all taking up and they're making pipes and depth with no water coming through. Because there's not enough bulk water coming in. So part of the work that we're doing in extending is actually more of that. And then increases then the capacity and the capability of municipalities to actually manage their operations for them or reduce the collection to the government. On the question of sharing our skills with and partnership, we are working very closely, for instance, there was a major project that we did jointly with groundwater. And actually it's quite significant because that was about 35 years ago. There was a pipeline that had been decommissioned about 7 years ago. And with the technology that groundwater has and the work that we did, we
then God then that prime time takes into operation. Second section of the quad body called creating new prime time. And that is produced close to about 40 million liters of additional water to the table, which was actually 5 million because of the rapid growth of the table. So there is collaboration and exchange of skills with certain number of people. But also through the SAO initiative, that work is about benchmarking work that we do with SAO. The other matters about global computational access and material factors, so good for us.
For your information, I think we got an agreement from the minister
from the department to close up to that. Without close subsidizing, you know, with funds that are available from the 50th, I think we wouldn't make it. At the moment, the cross subsidizers are here sitting with from 50th to Northwest, about 15.6 million. So we're trying our level best to make sure that that particular region is working. We are engaging with the provincial department in terms of going forward. We are submitting, you know, some reports to the national treasury, because in our last meeting, they said they might assist in terms of, because I think the other problem is that some of the equitable share and the subsidies that are given to municipalities are not paid to the water service provider. So maybe we can get the way national treasury says they might in fact be able to assist, so that that amount is paid directly to the given water, the water service provider. So there is that engagement that we are busy with, you know, to make sure that that particular region is actually sustainable. In terms of Makwasi Hill, I think what happened is that Makwasi, they started also with the target eradication program, and then in doing that, they actually had involved us to do a study whether our capacity in terms of water service delivery would actually meet the demand of the target eradication program. And what happened is that now, the entire infrastructure that is delivering the bulk water is now cannot cope with the demand that is over the ground at Mabali. And so what happened is we engaged with the municipality, and then the municipality undertook, you know, to approach the province. At the moment, I think the last meeting was agreed was that the provincial department of water affairs is going to fund that a part of that development for this financial year. There's something like 66 million that they are going to make available to kickstart the process. Hopefully the next financial year there will be more, because the project as it stands now will cost close to about 140 million. But the main problem is that the supply can't cope with the demand of that particular area. So it requires the entire, you know, augmentation of the infrastructure coming all the way from Balcote. In terms of the different stage report, we have got the directives that provide the rate, hourly rates that are paid to all the board members. I think, you know, the specific rate for chairperson, vice chairperson, and ordinary board members. And the payment, as it should be read on the report, is also that this is only for 6 months, because they have a period they never had board members. So, they didn't claim for the other 6 months. But the other thing is that the amount depends on the involvement of that particular member. How many committees is the person serving in, how many meetings were held, what other, you know, engagement for the board was that board member, you know, undertaking. And also the traveling, the distance that that particular board member is traveling. So that's what is considered in the calculation of the board stipend. So you find that depending on the number of committees that the board member is engaged in, and the amount of meetings that the board member attended, you will have that different amount that is indicated on the annual report. I want to respond to the practices of water boards. I think Umgeni has actually done that. We have got memorandum of understanding with different water boards that seek to make sure that we don't reinvent the wheel, but learn from best practices from the others. In terms of water volume increases, whether you know we are responding to the State of the Nation address, I think in some of the water volume decreases, in our case, some are caused by the mines, but if you look deeply, you'll realize that the whole household consumption has already impact increased. It's only because of the impact that, and the volume that we supply to the mine. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you very much. I consider that
the
Minister of the issues that have been answered by all of you are issues that you can require further education. So I have this opportunity to thank the three boards for their presentation and also the answers that they have given. I use the opportunity at the same time to say to those boards that are in the housing department, portfolio services tends to be great over time at the beginning of the marriage. And she's going to talk about the extra service you can use for her because we want to come to the water board also and discuss these many big things that we are talking about here and outside, and for business and the opportunity to have a better sense than what we are able to do in the limited of time that we have here. So it's just to give you an informal warning, but the formal one will come. It's 5:01 now, can I ask if you address for lunch, or if you are invited to sit down lunch in the only 10 weeks, we go up straight and go to the over 10 dining hall over there, so you are invited to lunch definitely, and then we'll be back at 2 o'clock. And the Pele, Bushka, Kirch, all of you, thank you after lunch. Thank you very much, everyone.